Fire, page 155. Rome was not the only major city to suffer such a fate. In 1666, a small fire in a bakery in Pudding Lane, London, took hold and spread from thatched rooftop to rooftop, fanned by a breeze. The wooden frame buildings of the city were as dry as tinder, firewood, after a long, hot summer. Londoners only managed to stop the fire by creating firebreaks. These firebreaks were made by using gunpowder to blow up buildings in the fire's path to deprive it of fuel. In the 4 days that the fire burned, 80% of the city was reduced to ash and cinders. Many lessons have been learned in wartime and in peacetime about how to fight fires. Most communities now have a dedicated firefighting service made up of either full-time or volunteer firefighters. These men and women are well trained and have up-to-date equipment. Tenders, or fire engines, can carry a team of firefighters to the scene of a fire. Each tender carries a supply of water, but is also equipped with a powerful pump that will draw water from local rivers or hydrants, or water wells, that access the fresh water supply. Fire officers know the location of every fire hydrant in their area of operation. Many tenders carry long, extendable ladders or pneumatically powered hoists called cherry pickers to reach fires in tall buildings. Firefighters are called out for more than just fires. Their tenders and their appliances or equipment can be used to pump away floodwaters. Firefighters are often called to the scene of traffic accidents to help cut away wreckage to rescue people. They even get kittens out of trees.